Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, and I'm the curator of Blackberry Naturals. I am so excited. Like, I'm tired, but I'm excited at the same time. You guys know that this is the busy season, so we always have a lot of events going on. For those that may not be familiar, Onyx Queen Media is my branding firm. We handle branding, brand management, and PR for a lot of foodie clients and lifestyle clients. And then Blackberry Naturals is our women's empowerment and networking, I like to call it an alliance, because it really has become an alliance. But we do lots of events throughout the year where we gather entrepreneur women together, especially in the natural hair and wellness community. So this past weekend, or last weekend, I should say, last weekend we had our annual, it's our fourth annual Blackberry Naturals Spring Brunch. And I can't even tell you, it was such a great time. And I know every time you guys listen to my recap, you keep hearing me say this, but I'm telling you, it was such an amazing time. We got together and just brainstormed on things. I didn't want, you know, the typical panels for things. And I'm not against having panels and speaking to the experts, but I really wanted people to have a hands-on experience. So that's literally what we did. We talked over our meal. So we had a phenomenal brunch, and it was just a time of collaboration. That was the subject matter. I had the pleasure, once again, of working with Kimberly Isis Thomas, just known as Isis. She is the curator of IHearThatGirl.com, and she also has a podcast, Dope Black Chick, and it was just great. She came and spoke. She actually contacted me about a week before the event, because what I was going to do is just make it, you know, all of the business owners to talk and, you know, us just gather. But she contacted me about a week out from the event and was like, hey, do you have room for another speaker? And I'm like, well, actually, we don't have any main speakers. We were just going to gather as business owners and, you know, find ways to collaborate. She was like, oh, you know, well, I would love to talk about, you know, keys to collaboration, especially amongst women in business. And I said, oh, this would be amazing, especially Black women in business. So I said, sure, come on, you know, come on through, you know. So she comes through. She's looking great as ever, got her head wrap going, beautiful earrings and jewelry like she always has. And she just brought such an amazing spirit to the group and just gave us her key points on collaboration and how Black women, you know, should work together and how much we need to lift each other up, especially being entrepreneurs. And this particular episode, I call this episode, When Women Get Together, Great Things Happen. This is Season 9, Episode 3. And I'm just going to quickly go through some points, because I was so inspired from my own event that it just, it brought this whole thing full circle for me about being an entrepreneur. And this is what I do full time. I run my business full time. You know, we have some ladies that attended that are still working 9 to 5 and looking at how they can move into doing their business full time. And we talked about that, and people were putting on the table some of the frustrations that they go through and the things that, you know, they deal with sometimes on their 9-to-5 job, which makes them really doubt a lot that they're doing with their entrepreneur, ventures. So just a whole lot of things we went over, and it was so great and inspirational. But again, I named this episode, When Women Get Together, Great Things Happen. So here are some of the things that I wanted to cover when it comes to women working together. One of the things that we have to watch out for is never seek out approval from anyone. If you have a dream and you have, the means to bring that dream to fruition, and maybe you don't even have the means yet, maybe you're working towards that, don't let anybody dim your light. Don't let anybody, dim your sparkle. Don't let anybody take you down and make you think that you can't achieve your goals. You know, never seek approval from people. If you wait around for everybody to approve every single thing that you're doing, you'll never get ahead. You'll never really put your foot out there for your business. And a lot of times, approval from some people are from people who don't even support what you do. So why would you want approval from somebody who doesn't even support anything that you do, or every time you have an idea, they shoot it down? They're not there to give you any type of great advice. They're not there to give you an ear to listen or a shoulder to cry on or whatever it is that we all know entrepreneurs go through all the time. Why would you seek somebody's approval like that? So never seek approval from anyone, especially those people who do not support you. The second thing is continue to invest in your businesses and keep learning your craft. I cannot stress this enough. Some people they read a couple of books, they think they've become the all-around expert on things, and they never reinvest into their business. I continuously do events for women to come to learn. I also go out and I learn myself. I attend events of people who are doing bigger things than me. Everybody in the room, you can't be the biggest fish in the room. You'll never learn anything. So I like to go into a room where there are way bigger people doing way bigger things than I am, because I want to learn from them. I want to glean information from them. So that's number two, continue to invest in your business, learning your craft. The third thing is what our main focus was of our brunch last week, was collaboration. Collaboration is key. All right. What you bring to the table, somebody else might need. So partner up. I am so tired of hearing, oh, I didn't want to say this, or I didn't want to do that because I didn't want people to steal my idea. And we actually had a woman who spoke about that she was frustrated because she showed someone how to do something within a particular business. And when she did, that woman took it and ran with it. I said, listen, nothing that you do in business, unless you're coming up with a brand new, amazing product that no one has ever heard of or service, nothing that you're doing is brand new, but the way you bring it to the market may be the difference. Your personality, yeah, there's a whole lot of people selling apples, but you know what? I go get my produce and my apples and things from a certain store all the time because, one, their stuff is always fresh. Two, their customer service is amazing. Three, I can check out quickly. So there may be a place up the street that sells apples, but that may not be the place where I want to get them from because I don't have that same experience. So people who are maybe more willing to compromise on those things that I love to experience when I go shopping, they may go up the street. But I tend to go 2 or 3 miles further to the place that I know I feel the most comfortable, that I have the most rapport with. They say hello. They actually know my name, things like that. So never think that when you're bringing something to the market that it's going to be something that, oh, they're not going to need this, they're not going to need that. Trust me, if you collaborate, there is somebody out there who is horrible at accounting, And it may be you. So collaborate with somebody who's great at accounting. So the horrible at accounting, great at accounting. You guys need to collaborate. Someone who's great at doing graphics. You may be horrible at doing graphics. Collaborate. There are ways to get together and do business and really lift each other up as women. So quickly, let's go through this one more time. Never seek out approval from anyone, especially people that don't support you. Continue to invest in your businesses. Keep learning your craft. And collaboration is key. What you bring to the table, somebody else may need. So partner up. Partner up is so important. If you want to get in touch with us, we are glad to hear from you. Email us at info@onyxqueenmedia.com. That's info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Contact us there. Find us on the web at Onyx Queen Media across all the different social medias. If you want to follow our natural hair movement and events, at Blackberry Naturals. That's at Blackberry Naturals across all social medias. Visit our website. Visit our store on our website. We have great things coming. We have a business savvy bundle coming for you guys very soon. Hopefully we'll be launching this spring, right before the summer. So please keep in touch with us. www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Again, this is Renee Lowe, your host of The Queenslayer, and we bring you little tidbits for our entrepreneurs and small businesses. Look forward to hearing from you. Please contact us, follow us on social media, and we'll talk to you soon.